From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The death toll in the massive explosions in the Chinese port of Tianjin is now at 104, including 21 firefighters, according to state media. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate mandatory evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosions that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the northeastern city. Chinese Central Television reported rescue operations were suspended today after a fresh fire broke out near the scene. The TV channel said a car damaged in the initial explosions caught fire. Beijing News is also reporting that everyone within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion site is being forcibly evacuated because of possible chemical contamination. Sodium cyanide, a toxic chemical that can be deadly, has been detected east of the site, according to officials. Cameroon is pledging 2,450 troops to join the multinational force in the fight against Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kenzeka reports from Yaoundé.
Military spokesperson Colonel Didier Bajek says the decision to send 2,450 troops follows a commitment Cameroon made July 11 at a summit of heads of state and defense ministers in the Nigerian capital Abuja.
Nous ne pouvons rester aveugles devant des assaillants.
He says Cameroon will never allow people who claim they are serving God but practice hate to operate. Colonel Bajek said the troops were already at the disposal of officials of the joint forces. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
A Syrian rebel group says a ceasefire negotiated with the Syrian army and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah has collapsed, and fighting has resumed in the strategic northern town of Zabadani and two nearby villages. This is VOA News.